If your friends are MIA this week, they could be at EAA. It's billed as the world's greatest aviation celebration. Flight enthusiasts from around the world convene in Northeast Wisconsin for what Dick Napinski calls a very big week at the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture in Oshkosh, with an unmatched lineup of people, airplanes, and programs.
As far as airplanes and personalities, it's a terrific, terrific year. Throughout the week, we have Virgin Galactic and Sir Richard Branson bringing the White Knight 2 space tourism carrier vehicle that will be part of the space tourism effort coming up.
Also, the Predator B is on display at Air Venture. The unmanned spy plane made history last week with its first landing at a civilian airport in Oshkosh. Also on tap, pilots Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles, who safely landed the U.S. Airways plane on the Hudson River. Comedian ventriloquist Jeff Dunham, also a pilot, will perform. You'll see more than 2,500 show planes, including home-builts, vintage models, ultralights, and seaplanes, over 700 exhibitors, and, Napinski says, there's much, much more.
We've got the world's largest passenger jetliner, the Airbus A380, coming in on Tuesday, July 28th. The warbirds, there'll be up to 400 of them, some great warbirds we haven't seen in Oshkosh for a lot of years. They'll be coming in and flying in the shows throughout the week as well.
In addition to admiring the legendary aircraft of aviation's first 100 years, Napinski says visitors will enjoy many upgrades, including the entryway, shade areas, food courts, and more benches. And better still, no more hit-and-miss Wi-Fi coverage. And they've added some flush toilets. EAA averages more than 500,000 attendants each year. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.